You're listening to SBS News.
Say his name, the protesters say, as US President Donald Trump touched down for his controversial visit to Kenosha. They're talking about Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot in the back 7 times by a white policeman on August 23, an act which has sparked more social unrest across the country.
So this store was here 109 years, just about the oldest in the nation.
President Trump met with business owners who had suffered damage during the violence that has erupted in Kenosha since Mr. Blake was shot. While there, the president blamed the local mayors for not calling on federal support quickly enough.
They just don't want us to come in and then destruction is done. A day early, we would have saved your store.
Absolutely.
One day early. So the governors have to call, the mayors have to call. As soon as they call, the federal government will come in, it'll put it out.
The president went on to claim credit for supposedly quelling unrest in Portland and Minneapolis. Protests all over the US were sparked by the death of George Floyd, a black man who died on May 25 when white policeman Derek Chauvin knelt on his throat for 7 minutes and 46 seconds, according to the prosecution in Chauvin's now murder trial. The officer who shot Mr. Blake hasn't as yet been charged after shooting him while responding to a call about a domestic dispute. Jacob Blake's uncle Justin Blake says the justice system must be changed.
That fist that you put up in anger, we're asking to raise up high in unity and come on board with the Blakes. We're going to make some big changes that affect all the little Jakes around this nation. So their parents can let their children go outside the door, play in the yard, go down the street, drive the vehicle, and not have to worry about police officers that might do them in.
Kenosha's mayor had yesterday called for the president to delay or postpone the planned visit. There is tension in the air there, and a 17-year-old Trump supporter was accused of shooting dead 2 men at a demonstration in the city last week. On the eve of his visit, President Trump defended that person and accused the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden of siding with anarchists and rioters. Once he'd arrived, the president denied there was a systemic racism problem in American policing.
I don't believe that. I think the police do an incredible job. And I think you do have some bad apples. I think you'd agree every once in a while you'll see something. And you do have the other situation, too, where they're under this tremendous pressure and they don't handle it well. They call it choking, and it happens. And no, but I don't believe that at all. I think they're I've met so many police. I have the endorsement of, like, so many, maybe everybody. And frankly, I think they're incredible people. They want to do the right thing. It's a tough job. It's a dangerous job. But I have to say this to the police. The people of our country love you.
Attorney General William Barr joined President Trump on his Kenosha visit and spoke about the prosecution of police officers accused of using excessive force.
We do not allow judgments to be reached because of mob violence. We do not have mob violence in this country make our decisions over the fate of individuals when their actions are challenged. And when this shooting occurred here in Kenosha, under the direction of the president, we told the DOD, the Defense Department, to get ready some National Guard units in case they were needed to help here. And from several states volunteered to supply National Guard if they were needed. And the president directed me to assemble a group of federal law enforcement that could be dispatched here, which we did, and staged them in Chicago.
The president's decision to defy requests not to visit Kenosha has upset parts of a community still reeling from Mr. Blake's shooting. And while the president was visiting damaged areas, a group of demonstrators gathered at what they called the Justice for Jacob event. Tanya McLean is a family friend of the Blakes who helped organize the event.
We know why Trump is here in Kenosha today. It is the same reason he visited Portland. He is here to sow chaos and fear. We reject these attempts to divide us. We will not act from a place of fear. We do not need more pain and division from a president who is putting his own re-election ahead of the needs of our city and the American people. Instead of creating a path towards accountability and justice, President Trump is trying to stir up more division and chaos. We won't be fooled. We see this strategy for what it is, an attempt to distract us from his failures to protect people across our country during this pandemic. His failure to address the growing unemployment crisis and the state-sanctioned violence that denies Black Americans our rights to freedom and a safe and healthy life.
The president has promised funds to rebuild Kenosha and provide more federal spending to Wisconsin, which is a federal battleground state he won narrowly in 2016. But his visit could shake the city's foundations more than any funding will rebuild it. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.